life for me.
You're off the edge of the map, mate. Here there be monsters.
No old treasure is silver and gold, mate.
Yo ho ho, this is Stuart in Springfield.
This is Arnie.
And this is Justin.
And we're here to tell you that the treasure chest is open and you can now start getting podcasts about Pirates of the Caribbean. Last week, we all revealed our thoughts about the unexpected blockbuster that changed Johnny Depp's fortune and made pirates cool again. Curse of the Black Pearl. Are they going to have the same fortune 3 years later when they open Dead Man's Chest? Why don't you listen to a clip of the show?
We are in very bad danger of overlooking the cannibals again, because I didn't mention them in the plot summary, but the Pelagostos cannibals, which, again, they were mentioned in the last film. Jack mentions how he went to a cannibal island and became their king. We think he's bullshitting. No, he really is the king of the cannibals. He goes back there for protection from Davy Jones, because for some reason, Davy Jones can only walk on land once every 10 years, and I guess he did last week. So if Sparrow stays on land, he's safe.
These rules, these arbitrary constructs and fences that they use. Yeah, I don't want to forget about the cannibals, because I do feel like the best parts of the movie are here on Pelagosta.
See, none of this really bothers me, because we are still dealing in the world of pirates, and that world is just rife with legends and rumors and things that you may believe in or you may not believe in. You know, they've heard for years that there's a monster in the sea called the Kraken, and the first time many of these pirates see it, they are shocked that it actually exists. So a lot of these things, yes, they're MacGuffins, but to me, it still doesn't draw me out of the story, because we are, after all, dealing with swashbucklers.
Then make the villain the Kraken. Like, have the Kraken be the thing that they're finding. There's so many steps to get to where they're going, and I feel like they're doing that because they have time to fill, because they've been told, you have to tell 5 hours of material. And by the way, we're already building the sets. You will be having this kind of fight. You will be doing that. So go ahead and make that work in the next 2 months. Thanks so much.
And there's a lot of movies, successful movies, that work that way. You mentioned last time that the first movie was made in a rushed manner. I'll agree this feels overly complex, and it feels bloated. It feels overly long, but it's not so muddy that I couldn't follow any character's motivation at any given time. And yeah, I think the Cannibal Island stuff, it certainly is elongating. This is where Will finds Jack, and this is also where Pintel and Rigetti show up. They've been out, you know, they're human again. They formerly crewed for Barbossa in the last one. They see the Black Pearl and they're going to try to steal it and end up crewing for Jack as well. So we get, you know, as Justin called them, C-3PO and R2-D2 back in this film to kind of crack wise in the background.
The dog finally moved. It apparently did bring the keys to them when they were in jail, because they were fresh out of the jailhouse. And the dog is with them with keys still in mouth out there rowing at sea. It's kind of arbitrary that they end up here at Pelagosto, but whatever. I can accept the fact that everyone's going to land in the same place.
The Caribbean is not all that big, and unfortunately, it is specifically Pirates of the Caribbean. They can't exactly trek over to Spain.
Now, I will agree that there is a lot of stuff going on here, and it is a little bloated in places, and I could see them cutting some of this Cannibal Island stuff, but there are some great visual gags here and some great one-liners. And I think it was pretty exciting, the contrivance of having them hanging out of these huge canyon in a bone cage and having to escape that. It started to feel a little Indiana Jones-ish. It was a fun action piece here, and I'm enjoying what they're putting on screen.
And I've always liked Temple of Doom. People knock that one, but that's the one that this one really reminds me of, or at least this sequence. And yeah, I throw back to that. Why not? I feel like it's underrated. So I'm having a good time. I wouldn't cut any of this cannibal stuff. It is the movie at its most light and fun and cartoonish.
I like the fact that there are new crew members. The one I wanted to come back didn't, but there's all these other crew members now. And they're ready to abandon everyone. It turns out it takes 6 people to crew the Black Pearl. So whichever bone ball gets to the top first can abandon the other group. And so it becomes a bit of a race. It's a fun sequence. I'm enjoying myself watching it while I realize there's not a plot here. This is an elongation. It intrigues me, though, because Will shows up. Jack says, save me, when he seems like their king. What's going on? Well, it turns out they think he's a god trapped in a human body. They're going to free him from that trap. They're going to kill him, releasing his spirit, and then they're going to eat him.
Yeah, and boy, I mentioned cartoony. I mean, he can't get more Bugs Bunny than he runs away to go get some weapons and ends up with a can of paprika and applies it like deodorant when they're standing outside his little cave hideout. And yeah, I mean, all of this stuff with getting off the spits and out of the frying pan into the fire, it is very much like watching a live-action cartoon.
I said Han Solo for him in the last film. I actually referred to these cannibals in my notes as the Ewoks.
Yeah, well, certainly. I mean, yeah, this whole sequence feels very much like that. But the Ewoks never were going to eat C-3PO.
No, but they were going to eat Han Solo. They had him over a fire just like these did.
Oh, did they? I don't remember it that way.
Yeah, the Ewoks are cannibals.
But... little cannibal teddy bears.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, well.
And then I also thought of Raiders of the Lost Ark when Jack is escaping the cannibals and the whole tribe is chasing him. Reminds me of that scene from the first indie film where Harrison Ford comes running and then over the hill comes the entire tribe chasing him because he's got that idol from South America.
And Johnny Depp's physicality here is what makes me think nobody else could have played this role as him. The way he runs is just visually hilarious. He adds so much to that. Like, anybody else would have probably played that straight and ran as fast as they could. He somehow runs straight up and down with his knees up in the air and his arms out at the side. It's funny to see every time. I don't get tired of seeing him run like that.
The only time I roll my eyes is when he has some pole with melons strapped to his back and he accidentally pole vaults over a chasm and then falls, what, 800 feet through a number of bridges, landing on the forest floor and then gets up and runs that funny run. That would have killed anybody. My suspension of disbelief will go to skeletal pirates and sea monsters, but a human surviving that fall, that's a bridge too far.
You'd never kill Wile E. Coyote on
I mean, the pole did break his fall to a degree, and then he went through some bridges, and then the rope slowed him down a little bit. He didn't fall a full 800 feet, but the height he did fall from and hit the ground, I thought of that too. I was like, yikes, he's going to need to shake that off for a while.
People complain the same thing about Temple of Doom going too far, being too grandiose. I think that's okay. I mean, they're trying to get more out of doing what they did before. And so you got to get bigger. You got to get more over the top and do things that are, as long as he doesn't end up in a refrigerator in a nuclear blast, right? I mean, as long as they don't go too far, then I think we're okay with that. And so my line is that the spirit of this is good. And if you're having a good time, it's not about the plot.
And if you want to hear the whole show, it is available right now. You can download it by becoming a Now Playing donor. Go to our webpage, nowplayingpodcast.com. Click that banner at the top of the page. It's going to tell you how to join our crew. And we're looking forward to seeing you on deck.
Yep, you can hear the Pirates films. We're leading up to the new one. For the silver level, $10 or more, you can get the Aliens films as well as the Pirate films. All of those reviews, the five we did back in 2012, plus the new one for Alien Covenant coming out soon. For gold level donation of $25 or more, you can go platinum level for $40 or more and also get the 9 Planet of the Apes reviews, the 9th one coming out this July with War of Planet of the Apes. Or you can go the peaking level. Twin Peaks is about to start back up on Showtime. You get all those 20 movie reviews, plus close to 50 Twin Peaks reviews as we do every episode on Twin Peaks. All the details at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. And the money you donate goes to keep this show going. Without your donation, we couldn't podcast like we do every Tuesday for years. So thank you very much, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Gentlemen.
M'lady.
You will always remember this as the day that you almost caught
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Did everyone see that? Because I will not be doing it again.
Support from listeners like you is what keeps Now Playing Able to Podcast weekly.
Because you and I are alike, and there will come a moment when you have a chance to show it, to do the right thing.
I love those moments. I like to wave at them as they pass by.
You'll have the chance to do something courageous. And when you do, you'll discover something. That you're a good man.
The film discussed in this podcast and all audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the well-known Pirates of the Caribbean films. Now Playing is an independent movie review podcast with no affiliation with Disney or any other company involved in the publishing, creating, or distribution of that film series.
Still thinking of running, Jack? Think you can outrun the world? You know, the problem with being the last of anything, by and by there'll be none left at all.
The opinions expressed in Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Inganza Media Incorporated.
Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man you can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly. It's the honest ones you want to watch out for, because you can never predict, and they're going to do something incredibly stupid.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Abandoned ship. Abandoned ship or abandoned hope.